LA council members delay Heather Hutt's nomination for 10th District. Los Angeles. The Los Angeles City Council's 10th District will remain without a voting representative for a little longer, with the proposed appointment of Heather Hutt as an interim council member failing to receive the 10 votes required for a public hearing August 30, forcing the matter to committee discussion. Council President Nuri Martinez introduced a motion August 26 proposing the appointment of Hutt, who has been serving as the district's non-voting caretaker and chief of staff for Herb Wesson. Wesson was appointed interim council member earlier this year to replace indicted councilman Mark Ridley Thomas, but he resigned last week. Five council members Bob Blumenfield, Marquise Harris-Dawson, Mike Bonin, Nithya Raman, and Monica Rodriguez voted against considering Hutt, whose nomination will instead be referred to the Rules, Elections, and Intergovernmental Relations Committee on August 31 for further discussion. The agenda of the special meeting of the committee, which is chaired by Martinez, also includes a request for the city attorney to publicize a report on eligibility requirements per the city charter for potential appointments to fill the temporary vacancy. In a statement, Hutt said she was disappointed with the council's decision, but would continue to serve the district. "I am humbled by the outpouring support of my colleagues, peers, and the council members who had the faith in me to lead and do what is best for this district," Hutt said. "My hope moving forward is that the council reconsider the needs of the residents of CD10. Harris-Dawson raised an objection to Hutt's nomination being considered at the start of Tuesday's meeting, seeking to delay the consideration because he believed the council was skipping forward in the process. Harris-Dawson said rushing the process to appoint Hutt would do a disservice to her, calling Hutt's reputation and track record sterling. That forced the council to take a vote on whether to consider the appointment. When we skip that process, which is what's being proposed to us today, what it does is it calls into question the person who is being appointed and the process," Harris-Dawson said. He added that the predicament is unique because Ridley Thomas could still return to the council if he is acquitted of the federal corruption charges that prompted the council to suspend him last October. "In that situation, you do all due diligence for the protection of the people in the 10th District, for the protection of Ms. Hutt, and for the protection of the reputation of this council," Harris-Dawson said. Martinez's motion, seconded by four council members, touted Hutt's background as a state director for Thenson, Kamala Harris, and the immediate need for District 10 to have a voting council member. Hutt would serve through the end of Ridley Thomas's term unless Ridley Thomas is acquitted or the charges against him are dismissed. Since July 19, the district, which stretches from Koreatown to Limert Park in South Los Angeles, has not had voting representation on the council because caretakers cannot act as voting members. Harris-Dawson, Bonin and Rodriguez signed on to a dueling motion Friday calling for the council to consider a full range of available scenarios on how to proceed with filling the vacant seat. They sought a report on the eligibility requirements for potential appointments the council could make to fill the temporary vacancy in 60 days. They also asked for a report on the costs and legality of a special election in the 10th district, as well as a process for selecting a voting representative that includes public input from constituents and civic institutions of the district. The motion stated that the council should thoroughly, transparently, and expeditiously explore all options to make sure District 10 has full representation, including a voting member. Speaking in support of Harris-Dawson's objection, Bonin cited other cities that have a longer process in considering candidates for vacant council seats. "An up or down on one candidate is not a democracy," Bonin said. "That's what they did in the Soviet Union. Here in this country, we get to choose between various candidates, and I believe the residents of the 10th District deserve to have options." Rodriguez said accelerating the pace of Hutt's nomination could land the city in similar legal trouble to Wesson's situation. Wesson resigned August 25, 3 days after a judge issued a preliminary injunction barring him from performing any official duties in response to a lawsuit challenging his eligibility. Wesson has already served 3 terms on the council. "I just want to make sure that we are being very thoughtful, considering the process," and the conversations and the opportunities for us to sadly have to really consider the decisions that we're making and how we make them, Rodriguez said. Because sadly we've had to make this decision multiple times on this council. The three council members who raised the opposing motion were joined by Blumenfeld and Rahman in blocking Hutt's consideration. Blumenfeld said he wanted to appoint Hutt, but had concerns over the process. "We're not just going to take a vote, close our eyes and move forward," Blumenfeld said. "This is a really important decision." Blumenfeld added that he was open to the idea of holding a hearing, but Tuesday's meeting doesn't feel like it. Despite Martinez urging her colleagues to support consideration of Hutt ahead of the vote, she came up one vote shy. She addressed Hutt, who attended the meeting after the vote. "I can tell you the hurdles that we women have to jump and to prove our qualifications over and over again," Martinez said. "It's unfortunate that when we're living in a time where people say they want to empower women of color and they want to see us lead, you can see time and time again that it is an impediment for some of these folks to see us lead, because we don't take leads from them. And that is what precisely this is about." Martinez added that she was sorry a few did not have the courage to have this conversation and deal with merits of this black woman that's here today. The council president acknowledged that a true democratic process would be for Ridley Thomas to resign and for the district to hold a special election to fill the seat. "We cannot do that," Martinez said. "Our hands are legally tied at this time." Council members Kevin DeLeon, Gil Cedillo, Mitch O'Farrell, and Paul Koretz seconded Martinez's motion proposing to appoint Hutt. "The appointment in itself is temporary," DeLeon said. "What this opportunity does is it gives residents and voters a voice and a vote on issues that matter to them. To me, seems like democracy is working itself right now, openly and publicly in front of everybody, whether you're for or against Heather Hutt. To me, it doesn't get more democratic than that."